America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
Traffic is still congested 295 north due to a crash at the ramp to Pritchard Road, and it's still blocking the left-hand lane. Cloudy skies today, about a 30% chance of showers, high about 75, 20% chance of rain, some patchy fog overnight, mostly cloudy, down to 64, and then mostly cloudy tomorrow, up to 78. Currently 67, AM 600, WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope,
this is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hey, hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott radio show, just know that it is no accident that you would stumble upon the show today, because I've been waiting for you, and so has my guest, Christy Nelson. I'm so excited that we are here, very like-minded people, because this is a place where you can turn to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends, we are live on Facebook. So I want to encourage you that if you want to, if you can't hear us on the radio, you can watch us on YouTube later on or on Facebook now. So we are everywhere where you are. And so I just want to make sure that we are able to embrace this new truth that we've been taught from childhood. You know, you're taught to say please and thank you. You're taught to you know, they say to slow down or be focused or be this, be that. But does anybody really teach you? How do we actually learn? And who really has taught you how to be grateful? What does gratefulness look like? And especially during this time of year where we are running around and we're supposed to be happy and we're supposed to be thankful and we're supposed to be doing all these things while spending a lot of money, money that we may or may not have. So today we're going to talk about gratefulness, one of my favorite topics. Let me tell you, when I first met Christy Nelson, I thought I met the soul sister from another mister. And I just fell in love with Christy. We had the great pleasure, I think it was in 2015, to finally sit next to each other and just have a wonderful conversation. Christy has been like my yearly date with her, has been like the highlight, because whenever she comes on, we learn so much. Christy Nelson is the executive director of a network for grateful living. Yeah. And you can go to gratefulness.org to learn more about the work they're doing. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am so grateful that Christy Nelson is here to do just that. Welcome, Christy, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
I love being with you, Lillian. Thank you so much. It's always a joy. And this feels like, you know, we often talk around Thanksgiving. This year, we couldn't talk at Thanksgiving,
right,
but we have had our annual date, at least one or two dates with each other. And it seems perfect to talk right now as the holidays are approaching so quickly. And I think gratitude and gratefulness are always in season. You know, there's never a season that this conversation isn't incredibly important.
Yes.
And right now it feels more important than ever in so many ways in our world and in our personal lives. So I'm really overjoyed. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for saying yes, because I know there's a lot of things that are going on in your life and, you know, and of all days, so today of all days, you know, there's so many, like I am throwing my script out the window. And the reason why is because there may be a different conversation we need to have today, because there's so many people that experience loss during the holidays. They experience, you know, grief, but how, because of the stress of having to be grateful, of the stress of having to be thankful, and then the Christmas spirit or the holiday spirit, that could be a burden to some people. Have you ever experienced that in your life?
Oh, gosh. Well, right now, my mom just went into hospice care. So I am really cracked open. And I think that's the important thing I would say, Lillian, is that it's not that you don't experience grief and sadness and all of those feelings at the same time that we experience joy and anticipation and gratitude. All those things coexist. So I think the illusion, the myth, is that when we're supposed to be feeling happy, we can't also feel these other feelings. And yet they're all rich and they're all of the heart. So to me, the gift is, what does the heart want us to listen to right now? The heart wants us to listen to wonder and joy and celebration and reverence and all of that connectedness with people. And also simultaneously, the heart wants us to also feel the truth of what we're longing for, what we're missing, what really deeply matters, where we're sad, and to let the light in and to let the light out from our heart. It's not to shut any part of ourselves down, but to feel all of it simultaneously. We call it the gratefulness of the heart, that gratefulness is actually making room for the gratefulness of life. And the gratefulness of life includes everything that we experience and everything that we feel. And it's possible to have all of those things simultaneously.
I think that is beautiful that that we should, that someone would say it's okay to have all these feelings at one time. How many times have we been crying and then all of a sudden burst out into tears? Because joy and sadness can belong together at times.
Absolutely.
And what a release it is when you can cry and laugh out loud at the same time. Today, we're giving away a book called Everyday Gratitude. And I am so excited that we're going to share that today with you. Be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959, and you will receive a free copy. And we're going to continue our conversation with Christy Nelson of the Center for Grateful Living. And we'll be right here waiting for you when we return worldwide at whenyoumeetafriend.com and Facebook Live. Please remember, we're on Facebook Live. Tell all your friends. Share this video for those of you who are watching on Facebook Live. This is a very crucial conversation.
Who listens to radio? That's Go Where You Go medium golf radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people. That's all.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Heard it. You heard it. It is time to call in, 407-373-5959. So we're going to do something different. For those of you who are listening on the radio, you can call 407 or text 407-373-5959. If you're also listening on Facebook Live, you could also call. It's 407. Let me type this in. Let me see. 407-373-5959. And so I'm just going to text that. I'm going to put that on Facebook because I can't text and type at the same, text and talk at the same time. So I had to say that while I was typing. So for those of you, because I'm going to give one for the radio, for the people that are listening on the radio, if you're watching on YouTube later on, be the seventh caller or texter on YouTube. Just say, I'm from YouTube, and that will, I'll keep, not the 10th, and I'll keep a tab on it. And then also for Facebook Live, start calling now, because this is a conversation. The work is called Everyday Gratitude. Share a little bit about the book and how it was created, Christy.
Sure. This is a beautiful book. It's a gift book, and we're already in our third printing, and it's probably almost sold out now in our third printing just since April. We've sold almost 50,000 copies, and I'm going to just show you some of what the inside looks like. There are beautiful watercolor and hand calligraphied quotes.
Wow, beautiful.
About that remind us every day about, they're backwards.
I can see it right. You might see it backwards, okay, but we see it. Yes.
It's beautiful, beautiful book. And this is a great gift to give to people. I can read... The only way to live is to accept each minute as an unrepeatable miracle. And that's Margaret Storm Jameson. And then underneath every quote is a question. What can I commit to not taking for granted from this moment forward?
That's beautiful.
The book is a beautiful, it's a beautiful gift. And it also really is a meaningful and substantive opportunity for reflection every day. So some people really use this as a daily practice, a daily meditation. You open up, you read the quote, you read the question, and then there are little practices in there too. And this came about because we send out a word for the day quote to thousands, tens of thousands of people around the world every day. And we love doing that. And we thought it would be meaningful to have a compilation. And so we found a wonderful local publisher. And it's a really stunning gift. We're super happy about it. And I think anybody who gets that would be. So we will make two of them available for your folks today. And that would be great. We'll mail those out in time for the holidays.
Wow. So you're saying two for each one?
Well, no, we'll do one each. So one for Facebook and one for your listening.
So no YouTube. No YouTube?
YouTube, whatever. We'll do three.
Okay, so we'll do three. Okay, everybody's going to get covered. Everybody gets a book today. Okay. So, be the 10th caller or texter. Just let me know that you're Facebook, and you let me know you're on the radio. You let me know if you're on YouTube, and then we will calculate it and send it to Christy Nelson. Okay, so, you know, I've always said that when you are someone that people look to for inspiration and motivation, you need to become a self-cleaning oven. You need to become a self-cleaning oven, because when we're going through difficult times, you know, people are taking notes. And it's not to judge you, But sometimes it is, and sometimes it is, but it's to learn from you as well. Mm-hmm. And so with that in mind, you know, you are going through a very difficult time right now. Mm-hmm. How difficult and how stressful is it for you to always feel, I need to be grateful for this moment. I need to be grateful for this moment. How do you get to that place without making yourself feel guilty if you feel the feelings you have?
I don't feel it as stress. Right. I feel it as opportunity all the time. So it's about reminders. The way that we become grateful, one of the things we've really figured out is we get present. We get present with what's true, with what's here in front of us. So being fully, fully present, that's the first step to experiencing true gratitude of the heart, a big-hearted gratitude, which we call gratefulness. Mm-hmm. It includes everything. And then we seek perspective. So presence to perspective. Perspective is to say, oh my gosh, look at what I do have. Look at what is going well in my life. And that's not a stress or a pressure to say, oh my gosh, what do I need to be grateful for? It's actually an incredible gift to remind ourselves, to send ourselves and our bodies and our minds and our spirits those messages of don't forget what is going right. And also that so many people have it worse. And even when I had stage 4 cancer, I knew that some people had it worse than I did. You know, my mother is dying. I still have her. Some people lost their moms very early in life. There's always a frame of reference that we can adopt that allows us to feel the privilege of our lives and our opportunities and our circumstances. So okay. I think that's the gift.
Yes, absolutely. And so when we were on the break and we were talking to the people who are watching on Facebook, you said that the awareness of gratefulness is something very, very important in our life. Share a little bit about that thought and how can we ask for gratefulness in our life, especially if we're looking at what's wrong, what's working, we're looking at, you know, the disappointments, we're looking at the losses. Let's talk about that awareness. How can someone dig deep to become aware of that gratefulness that does exist, that connects us to our creator?
Mm-hmm. It connects us to source, spirit, connects us to other people. It reminds us that we belong in the world and that that life is a gift. So I think the truth is, unless we embrace what I call poignancy, that's what I was saying. Poignancy is one of the most important qualities, which is the awareness of the limitation of time. Mm-hmm. We don't take anything for granted when we're in touch with poignancy. When we feel that sense of our heart cracked open and everything is poignant, we don't thumb our noses at opportunities. We don't look at people and walk right by them. We appreciate them as much as we can. And we're never perfect, but in that space, then we remember, oh, this matters, and we show up again. Mm-hmm. So poignancy is, this is an unrepeatable miracle. That quote that I just read from the book, which I could never find again if I tried.
You know what? I would love for you to keep reading.
Yeah.
Keep opening it up and read another quote and another quote.
Well, exactly. I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So staying aware that this, whatever opportunity is before us, is an unrepeatable miracle. It's incredible. And it's, time is limited. Our lives are precious and fleeting, and we have to relish them and treasure them. So courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the little voice at the end of the day saying, I'll try again tomorrow. Mm. And I think that includes forgiveness, right? So that we have to be self-forgiving. We have to be forgiving of other people. Gratefulness really is that place of how can we be so connected to what matters that we do forgive when things go wrong, recognizing that we don't know how long we have in the world, and not to hold a grudge, not to hold things painfully between us, but to open the doors to our heart over and over and over again. We're never, ever going to regret opening the doors to our heart, but we're going to regret closing them. And so gratefulness for me, what's interesting is I like to think of it as regret prevention. When we're really grateful, we're in touch with what matters to us. we're much less likely to do things that are going to create regrets, and we're much less likely not to appreciate people and not to appreciate moments that we, if we pass them by because we're not grateful in that moment, we will regret not having been fully present for something that was an amazing opportunity or something that was happening in our lives. So I like to think of it as regret prevention as much as possible. And of course, we're all human. So the next best thing is forgiveness and then move on. Courage is the, you know, that saying, I'll get up again and do it again. Not tomorrow. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it this second. Mm-hmm. We have this second. And who knows what else we have?
Yeah. You know, I wrote an article about, you know, how people play such a great, like the end of the year is coming. Oh, good riddance. And when all of a sudden they do this countdown and life is good again. And so I wrote an article about creating that countdown at different times in our life. You know, like you've just experienced this horrible year or this horrible moment, you know, you could count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, happy new moment. You know, it's like, Right. Okay, now I'm going to experience this new moment. But here's the thing that happens to us, that we don't want to let go. We become hoarders of wanting, you know, whatever it is, whether it's to, I don't want this moment to end. And all of a sudden, you know, we just hold on to it to a little bit too long. And we keep ourselves from that next experience and that next experience. Have you, what are some words of wisdom that you can say for people who are afraid to let go so that we can experience something new?
I think that you raised something really interesting, which is, every minute we're reborn, every, you know, literally into the next moment, every day we have the opportunity to wake up the next day and have a completely, it can be a new year every day, right? That Correct. Whole feeling, that energy of a clean slate.
Yeah.
Right. What if we could give ourselves the clean slate of every single moment? So this is a clean slate. I have never known this moment before. Maya Angelou has a beautiful quote. It's like, I'm grateful for this day. I've never seen this one before. I'm grateful for this moment. I've never seen this moment before. I have no idea what's going to unfold. I have no idea what I'm going to say next, you know, and how to be open to surprise. Brother David, who is our founder, Brother David Steindl-Rast, he talks all the time about when we're really present and we're really grateful, we're always open for surprise because everything is not anticipated, expected, programmed in our minds. Everything is new again. And when we're not taking anything for granted, then we have that experience of incredible relishing and savoring and treasuring of life and all the things that are brought to us in those moments, because they're, it's as if we haven't been there before. And when we walk by the people we love and we walk through our houses and the places where we live and the people we work with, and we don't treasure them, it's as if we're taking everything for granted. Because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So I think treating that new year energy of a clean slate, I like to call it kind of a wake up call. There's a lot of people who have that wake up call energy, Lillian, that, and it usually happens after something really difficult has happened in our lives. Mm-hmm. When we've almost died, like when you sit there and you've almost had a car accident, you pull over to the side of the road and you say, oh my God, I'm still alive. This is amazing. And suddenly you want to call the people you love and you want to totally experience everything really fully that you've taken for granted. People whose houses burn down and all of a sudden they treasure everything that they had.
Yeah.
People who lose people they love. Let's not wait for the wake-up calls.
Correct.
Let's be so awake in our lives that the wake-up calls fall on us already so awake that we couldn't be more relishing of what life is giving us. We're already present to what matters, and we're not taking what we love for granted. So those are the kinds of things that are important.
Yes, yes. Okay, so be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. Not only try to get this the book called Everyday Gratitude, but also, I'd love to hear what you're grateful for. Share what you're grateful for. Whether you're on Facebook, you can call 407-373-5959, on the radio, YouTube later on. I want to hear what you're grateful for. And we're going to continue our conversation, how to be grateful during the holidays, with Christy Nelson of A Network for Grateful Living. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. That's so true, Christy.
I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you. Ooh.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities say the man suspected of gunning down a California policeman has been arrested while preparing to flee to his native Mexico. The police chief of the officer who was slain says he's troubled that people were apparently reluctant to come forward this week with information to help lead to an arrest. A two-day statewide manhunt came to an end on Friday with the arrest of Gustavo Perez Arriaga as he was preparing to return to Mexico. Meanwhile, in Washington, the government remains partially shut down in a stalemate between President Trump and House Democrats over funding for the border wall. Democrats insisting they will not compromise and will provide no money. In fact, they'll end the government shutdown, they say, when they take power of the House in January. On Wall Street, it was a mixed bag yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave up about 76 points by the closing bell, but the NASDAQ closed in positive territory. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you.
877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You know, we've been in business here in Florida since 1928. And if you asked what's been the most important part of our history and what will be the most important part of Underwood's future, the answer is the same thing for both. Our honesty and integrity. Our founder, H.F. Underwood, had a favorite saying, "Know the truth and tell the truth." That's why we're the longest standing member of the American Gem Society in Florida, because we know that you have to have the knowledge about gemstones before you can tell the truth about gemstones. As a result, we've continued educating our staff through the Gemological Institute of America and the American Gem Society. In fact, today, Underwoods has the largest American Gem Society credentialed staff of professionals east of the Mississippi River. So come by and see why we're looking forward to the future and let one of our credentialed professionals take care of you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
WBOB is talk radio. There are a variety of ways to listen to WBOB. Streaming on the internet, on our mobile app, on 101.1 FM, and even on the AM dial. WBOB AM 600 is proud to broadcast all over the southeastern coast, from Georgia to Jacksonville to Orlando. No matter how or where you listen, WBOB is solid, reasoned talk radio. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
A couple of crashes in St. Johns County at 95 South. One is just past County Road 210, blocking the right lane. Another one at mile marker 331. Cloudy skies today, looking for about a 30% chance of showers. Going to get up to about 75, 20% chance of rain overnight. Patchy fog, partly cloudy with a low 64, high tomorrow near 78. Currently 67, AM 600, WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we go through life with childlike wonder. Something happens to us when we're little that we think that, you know, we just learning and growing and learning. There's no expectations. Nobody expects us to know anything. And you're learning and growing, and then you get a diploma, and we know it all. And that's when we stop growing. And so whenyouneedafriend.com was created so that we could grow together. This is like a classroom for me. I am learning with you. And for those of you who have taken this journey with me of learning, of growth and appreciation and acceptance and gratitude, I am just so grateful. You know, for the last 7 years, we've been learning together, but the classroom has taken on a different feel because now we're learning about things that increase our heart, just like the Grinch who stole Christmas. You know, the heart just grew 3 times that day. And I'm hoping that every time we listen to the show, the Lillian McDermott radio show, that you feel like you're empowered a little bit more, that your heart has grown a little bit more, and that you're ready to take ownership for your life. So I want to ask you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber. When you subscribe, the show gets sent to you, podcast form. But while you're there, there's a bunch of little buttons. There's social media, follow me and like me there. There's YouTube. You can subscribe there, and the video gets sent to you when you subscribe. There's so many different ways to stay connected. There's also gifts that you receive, and you get informed of who's going to be on the show. Now, while you're at whenyouneedafriend.com, I ask that you check out my sponsors, because without my sponsors, the show would not be on the air. So I would like to encourage you to go to my sponsorship page and check out my sponsors so you can support them the way that they're supporting the show. You know, I talk about Liberty Health Share and Keep Me Safe Organics and the pharmacy locally in Brevard County. You know, our just name a few of the people. And also, we're going to be doing a show on First Alternative Care, which is going to blow you away. I'm really excited about that. And so you can follow me on podcasts. So just about any podcast, you can follow me there. Also, you can call or leave a message or text me at 407-373-5959. Be the 10th caller or texter at 407-373-5959, whether you're on Facebook Live or YouTube or on the radio. I'm excited that we're giving you this beautiful book, Christy, hold it up, called Everyday Gratitude. That is, you can't get it. And, you know, it's just like it's everybody's buying it, especially for the holidays. I would love you for you, Christy, to share another gratitude quote from the book that the 10th caller or texter will win today.
Oh, great. Okay. Grace is the ability to redefine the boundaries of possibility.
Ooh.
And I was just talking about possibility. So I think that's really important to expand our sense of possibility. Grace is the ability to redefine the boundaries of possibility. I love these quotes. Every time I read them, you know, you read a quote one day and it's not the same when you read it the next day. It hits a different place inside of us. So just in case you think that, you know, anything is the same one day after another, no, it's because you're taking it for granted. How can you take something in and take it really fully in? So any of these words are gifts in our lives.
Yes, absolutely. And I just got a text. 407-373-5959 is where you can call or text. But if you want to listen on Facebook Live, you can go to Lillian's Radio Show. That's at Lillian's Radio Show. You can also go to gratefulness.org. This is where you can learn a little bit more of a network for grateful living, which is you guys are doing such great work, because as we know that life without gratitude is pretty shallow. You won't reach that. Yes, you can be thankful. Is there a difference between thankfulness and gratefulness?
That's interesting. Gratefulness is, for me, we call it kind of gratitude from the inside out. So gratefulness is an experience. It's an orientation to life. It's a way of being, right? So it's the way of being grateful. And it's a moment to moment. It's something that you can cultivate as a way of being in every single moment of your life, no matter what is happening. Mm-hmm. Thankfulness is when it spills over into Thanksgiving. So there's something when we feel that sense of thankfulness, we like to say that's when we want to express it to someone. Thanksgiving is when we're so filled up that we want to express Thanksgiving and thankfulness to other people. So there's lots of words. Obviously, they're all synonyms, you know, to be appreciative, to be thankful, to be grateful. Gratitude, we tend to think of as something that you feel that's more of a fleeting experience. You feel gratitude in a moment when everything is going your way. Gratefulness is something that comes from the inside that we can actually cultivate and experience every moment, no matter what is happening on the outside. So we tend to reserve gratitude for, oh my gosh, I got the exact right thing. Exactly what I wanted happened today. And then we feel gratitude. Gratefulness is something that we can bring no matter the conditions of our lives.
So let's talk about these conditions of our lives. Mm-hmm. How do people that are going through difficult times, you know, I just organized Christmas caroling for people who are homebound in where I live, and it poured, 80% chance of rain, 80%. And every day, my husband, who's also a meteorologist, he's not really, but he's the one that I'd ask, honey, what's the weather outside? Honey, you know, he could have been a meteorologist. And he would say 80%. Everybody was saying, you need to reschedule. But I said, no, we have sung in the rain. We have done this, and we only have one day, and that's it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I look forward to this day in a very selfish way. I want to hold on to it because it's just so powerful. But do you know that 26 people showed up in that rain? And I looked around, and I mean, it was literally pouring until right before we were going to go on our route. Mm. And the sun came out.
Oh my goodness.
And it was the most beautiful, beautiful experience. And I just was, as we were just sharing a meal afterwards, because that's the tradition, after we go singing, we come together and share a meal together. I was looking around, what this beautiful group of people that shared my same vision of hope, no matter the rain. And they came from far and wide. Mm. And that moment spilled into thankfulness, spilled into, you know, where it's fuel still today, that I can, you know, on rainy days, remember that moment and say, I'm living it now. So how can people, what is your like step-by-step tips? And how can you go back to a moment where you felt that when you're not living that moment right now? That's not your reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly we all have the ability to remember, and that's a gift. We also have the ability to imagine. Mm-hmm. So being able to imagine how it can be. And I think it's often really important. How do we treasure what we have? Sometimes we have to imagine not having it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the poignancy that's actually really rich that we can't deny, Lillian. I think this is the thing that, how do we want to have a deeper, more joyful life? If we want to have a lot more joy in our lives, we need to be willing to treasure this moment as a gift, as an unrepeatable miracle, which means saying, we have no idea how long we're going to be on this planet. We have no idea how long we're going to be alive. And unless we embrace that, I mean, Brother David says, keep death before your eyes, that's the source of joy. That one of the sources of deepest joy is to remember that we're mortal, we're impermanent, everything goes away. We go in and we have this beautiful kitchen. You know, think of all the people in the fires in California. Mm-hmm. We go in and you have a refrigerator. You have water that turns on. You have electricity that turns on. You can put on a kettle and make coffee or tea or something. To not take that for granted is the gift that we give ourselves in every single moment. And it's the way of honoring everything that has been lost and what other people have lost. So for me, my mom is actively in hospice. You know this. This is a very difficult time to go into the holidays.
Yeah.
And for me to really treasure her, because it's so, when someone goes on hospice, we're in that real recognition and that real awareness that we can't deny unless we really go to sleep.
Yeah.
That when people are in hospice, that life is short and that life is precious. And the moments that we have with those people are few and fleeting and extraordinary. So how do we experience them as extraordinary? But what's interesting is I often think when somebody we love is in hospice and we're really treasuring and savoring that person, somebody else we love could also die, right? Like, so, I mean, this is really crazy, but somebody could have a car accident and the person who we're not paying attention to and who we've been taking for granted is no longer there. And so hospice adds that awareness of preciousness and fleetingness and poignancy. What if we could live into that more fully? And I don't mean it as a somber, horrible, dark thing, but a joyful opportunity to say, oh my God, the people I love, they're alive. I can love them. I can be grateful for them. The things I have, I can savor them and appreciate and treasure them and treat them with great regard. And I can love the home I have as opposed to wanting something else. I can love the gifts of my life as opposed to craving and being part of the whole consumer mentality. Those are the pathways to joy. The pathways to joy are to be fully awake, fully cognizant of what is in our lives right now, and not take those things for granted. Relish the state of them.
Love it, love it. And I'm so looking forward to having this conversation off the air as well. 407-373-5959 wins you a free copy of Everyday Gratitude. Let me know what you're grateful for today. 407-373-5959 as we continue our conversation with Christy Nelson. Join us on Facebook Live as well so that you can hear the off-the-air conversation. And we're going to continue our conversation worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Christy, I'm telling you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and marmalade. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. And today's teacher is Christy Nelson, the Executive Director of a Network for Grateful Living. What a great, great individual to get to know, what a great human being to get to know. And it, and I was telling, talking to my husband last night, I was saying, all these wonderful teachers that have come from me saying yes to the show. You know, I never had this kind of experience. I never did shows before, and I could have said no, and I would have been okay to just keep on going. But that yes, Christy, the yes that we say that allows gratitude in, the yes that you said this morning that allowed you to focus outside of what's happening to you right now, and you're out there giving hope to other people who are probably, you know, experiencing something, saying, oh, I don't want to look at, I don't want to be happy for you because I'm miserable right now. But the fact that you know that you can experience sadness and joy at the same time, well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. What a great daughter you have been to your mom, and a great leader you have been to a network for grateful living. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. I just want to be a good human. You know, for me, that's the gift of life. Every moment is an opportunity to be as good a human as I possibly can. And I want to really honor what you're saying, because it is possible, and really, actually, it's the truth. If we're in touch with the reality about life, we're actually very often sad and joyful at the same time. And joy is, what Brother David likes to say, is joy is the happiness that doesn't depend on what happens. So that joy is, it includes grief, it includes sadness, it includes empathy. I mean, when we're tuned into what's happening in the world and there's suffering around us, how do we have hearts that, it's not that we're giddy, and it's not that we're, you know,
Pollyanna.
We're not separate Pollyanna-ish from what's happening in the world. We know that our greatest agency is in being in touch with what we're grateful for. That's how to be most empowered, most loving, most present, is to be in touch with what we're grateful for, to be fully present, to have perspective, to include the awareness of other people in our joy, and to move forward in the world, creating possibility for other people, creating possibility for ourselves. That's what gratefulness does, is it actually activates us to act on behalf of the greater good for the world, and to act on behalf of our greatest good, to treasure what's in front of us. And it's a beautiful way of living. And it doesn't deny or ignore any of the truths that coexist with gratefulness. They all live inside there. So
can we be grateful for sadness? Can we say, I'm so grateful for this moment to feel? Because if we don't allow sadness in our hearts or in our bodies, how do we experience true joy? If we don't know what that sadness, because some of, you know, we avoid situations, and well, should we avoid these situations? But when these situations present themselves, we still try to avoid them. And that's when we take that experience away from you, to experience that sadness, so that when you experience that sadness of loss, then you can appreciate somebody even more.
I agree with you. And I think it's even more nuanced than that in a way for me, which is that I would say I can be grateful for sadness, not because, I can be grateful for sadness in and of itself. Sadness is how big my heart is, period. Sadness is, I can be grateful for the ability to feel, the ability to feel anything. And the people who can't feel, that's the saddest thing of all.
Yes.
So to say that, you know, it's not just about joy and my capacity for feeling joy and, oh, this is what opens me. It's like, in this moment, my sadness is a rich, rich place to belong. It's a beautiful emotional experience to harvest, to be inside of, and to fully honor. And if we can honor ourselves for that which we feel, all of what we feel, then we're liberated. Then we're free in some way. And to resist what we feel is to suffer. it's really to suffer. We can have a pure feeling, which is sadness or grief or even frustration or whatever. Those are beautiful feelings because they take us into that next experience. They take us deeper into ourselves and deeper into what we really value. We learn from those experiences. It opens opportunities for us to learn about ourselves. But I think it's really treasuring the heart and its capacity, its full capacity to feel, that is our liberation.
I love that. And so, you know, in the what we need to be aware is the falling asleep that you've been talking about, where we get stuck in the sadness and we don't allow other feelings to come in because
That's
sadness
right.
becomes our friend.
That's
but
right.
it, how to get out of it is to remember, you said, imagine. Do you have another one?
Seek perspective. I think look outside yourself, serve, be there. One of the greatest, most powerful things we can do when we feel in need is to serve other people. So I think there's something, and how to be grateful is really to get beyond ourselves sometimes, to say, I'm feeling sad. How can I serve the sadness of the world? How can I serve the sadness of other people who are grieving? How can I'm feeling my own wanting. How can I meet the needs and wants of other people? I think that is very powerful medicine for the heart, for the soul, for the spirit. And so, and it leads us to feeling grateful. Boy, if you want to shift your perspective, serve someone whose situation is harder than yours.
Oh, right. Without a doubt, without a doubt. Yeah. And so I want to shift a little bit here because I want to talk about gratefulness.org. Tell us what people can experience when they become a subscriber at gratefulness.org.
We are, we call ourselves an online sanctuary, and we love to serve people who are seeking perspective, seeking to be more present, and seeking to cultivate possibilities. So that's really what we do. And we are there for everyone. We serve about 1 million people a year all around the world who come to our website. Many thousands a day who come and practice. There are tools, or you can light a candle, you can send e-cards. Everything is free. We have articles and blogs and research and just beautiful, beautiful quotes. You can sign up for our newsletter, which comes out twice a month. Our word for the day is every day. We have a daily question. And a lot of that is also captured in this book, which you're giving away. But we absolutely love and cherish what we do. And we feel that what we do is sacred, and it's our sacred honor to serve the world in the way that we do, and to remind people how much we have to be grateful for. And this day is an unrepeatable miracle. This moment is an unrepeatable miracle. You are an unrepeatable miracle, Lillian. Everyone who's listening is an unrepeatable miracle. So how do we really honor and savor and treasure that? No matter what else is going on, live to the tilt, to the full hilt of your life, to your possibility. Live now, because we have no idea what's going to happen next.
Absolutely. We do not have. Like I said earlier, you know, taking things for granted is kryptonite for gratitude. And so we get to enjoy.
That's
and so Christine Nelson, be the 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. Share what you're grateful for. Be aware of what you're grateful for. Isn't that, you know, just the awareness of gratitude?
It's good for your immune system. It's good for your heart. It's good for your relationships. It's good for your spirit, soul, body, mind. Everything is, take inventory of what you're grateful for. Look around and say, oh, I love that color. I love that feeling. I love that smell. Notice and cultivate more and more capacity to be grateful and notice what you're grateful for.
Oh, I love you, Christy Nelson. I am so grateful that you were here today.
Thank you. Just remember,
like Christy said, remember, imagine, and perspective. Those are the three things that will help you get back into gratitude. What are you grateful for today? I am grateful for Christy Nelson. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Christy.
Thanks so much. This was wonderful. Thanks for having us. We always love it.
That's right. And so for you, my listening friend, my viewers, and everybody, just know, 10th caller or texter, 407-373-5959. And please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day
ever.
Yay. So for those of you who are watching on Facebook Live. If you have any questions or this is a time to
the opinions
to do
and
so.
Advice expressed so, on the Christy, Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests of the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult.